In continuation of partition under Mitakshara school, our today's topic is how partition affected by different modes. Now, it is not at all necessary under Hindu law that the partition should be executed by a registered deed. According to Supreme Court, partition may be partial or total. Partition could be partial with respect to person or property. But when a partition takes place, the presumption is about the total partition. Generally, a partition can be effected by the father even during his lifetime among his son. But still, there are different modes of partition. But still, they are not exhaustive. There may be other situation as well, which, if expressed unequivocal intention for partition, will be admissible. In the continuation of this discussion, let's begin with different modes. Number one, partition by declaration. An unequivocal indication of desire by a single member of joint family to separate is sufficient. Remember, is sufficient to effect a partition. If there is an institution of suit for partition, that is a clear expression of such an intention. The oral or written communication by a copartitioner could be enough to sever the joint status. But the communication could be withdrawn with the consent of copartitioners, and with his withdrawal, partition would not take place. Now, it is not necessary at all that there should be a partition by agreement. In a leading case, in Raghavamma versus Chennamma, AIR 1964, the Supreme Court laid down that it is a settled law that a member of joint Hindu family can bring about a separation in status only by defining a declaration of his intention to separate himself from the family and enjoy his share in severalty. Severance in status is bought about by unilateral exercise of discretion. In another leading case of Supreme Court, in Putturangamma versus Rangamma, 1968, Supreme Court held, it is necessary that the member of joint Hindu family seeking to separate himself must make known his intention to other members of the family from whom he seeks to separate. So, ultimately we can say that the unequivocal intention to separate has to be communicated to the other copartitioners in order to effect a partition by severance of status. Now, the second mode is partition by will or by testamentary disposition. A copartitioner by a clear or unequivocal intimation to the other copartitioners of his desire to sever himself from joint family, or containing or an assertion of his right to separate by writing a testamentary disposition. The third mode is conversion to another faith. A copartitioner ceases to be a copartitioner immediately from the moment of his conversion into other religion, and he takes his share in the family property as it stood at the date of his conversion. Number four, as per Section 19 of Special Marriage Act 1954,
when a marriage of Hindu under Special Marriage Act commenced, it causes severance of joint status immediately. Our next mode is partition, how affects by agreement. In a leading case in Approver versus Ram Subba Iyer, in Approver versus Ram Subba Iyer, 11 MIA 75, the Privy Council had observed that no copartner can claim any defined share in the joint family property, but where the copartner enter into an agreement and have a specific and defined share in future, the joint status is affected and every copartner acquires a right to separate his specific share. In this way, the partition may be affected by agreement. Our next mode is partition by arbitrator. It's very simple. When the copartner jointly referred their matter relating to partition to an arbitrator, this very fact expressly indicates their intention to separate from joint status. Next important mode is how partition affected by father, or father has, or how partition by father is recognized. Father under Mitakshara school had special power to effect the partition. The father may cause a severance of sons even without their consent. Please note this, that father may cause a severance of sons even without their consent. It is the fragment of ancient doctrine of Petra Putasya. The father, during his lifetime, is competent to effect such partition under Hindu law, and it would be binding on his sons. In Kalyani versus Narayana, 1980, Supreme Court held a Hindu father under Mitakshara law can effect a partition among his son even in the lifetime of Karta of joint family, and such partition would be binding on them. In such a case, he can define and specify his share along with his sons. Now, the father, if has divided his ancestral property unequally among the sons, they can challenge the partition. But if father divided his self-acquired property unequally among the son, it could not be challenged by them. So, it means we can say, copartnery property may be partitioned, but not self-acquired. Now, our next mode is partition by the institution of suit. To know this topic, first of all, we have to know who can sue for partition. Number one, every adult copartner is entitled to bring a suit for partition. Number one. Number two, a widow under Hindu Women Right to Property Act 1937 can file a suit for partition of her interest. Number three, a purchaser of copartnery interest of a copartner at a sale. So we can say that by mere institution of a partition, suit disrupts the joint status, and a severance of joint status immediately takes place. A decree may be required for working out the resultant severance. In this way, we can say that these are different modes how partition are effected. Thank you.